When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 80, Asking Friends and Family to Embrace Change by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizers? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, bringing you the best blog content I can find. And I have another episode of Minimalist Monday with a post from both Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of The Minimalists, who have a film coming out in May. So that's awesome. You can actually ask to have it played in your city. So for more details, go check out the site for their movie, and you can see the trailer and learn more about it. The site is minimalismfilm.com. And I'm excited to see it. I've already scheduled the time, actually. And before I get into today's show, just like The Minimalists, I don't have any ads to read to you. And that means that I don't make any money from this, especially since I don't have any books or products or services to offer you. The only money that comes in is from patrons of the show like you, so if you'd like to support the show, you can become a patron yourself by visiting oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can join my free weekly newsletter where I give away a book by The Minimalist every month to a random email subscriber. I give it away on the first of every month, which is tomorrow since it's leap year. You got an extra day to join the mailing list. So if you want a chance to win the book, you have to join by today, which again, you can do at oldpodcast.com, or the faster way is to text the word optimal to 44222 and you'll be in. So that's that. Let's get this show on the road and start optimizing your life. Asking Friends and Family to Embrace Change by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com. Change isn't easy. More often than not, we don't change because we get in our own way. Other times, we don't make a change because we're afraid of what people will think about us, afraid of what they will say about us, afraid they will treat us differently. Ultimately, we are afraid of rejection. When we approach minimalism, we realize many of our closest friends and family members were supportive of the changes we wanted to make. And in other cases, many of them were neutral bystanders, ambivalent to the simplification going on around us. In some instances, some of the people closest to us didn't approve of our new paths. Some of these people mistook the journey on which we were embarking as a direct attack on their way of life, as if by questioning our lives, we were also questioning their lives. Clearly, this was not our intent. Our journey involved questioning our lives, not theirs. We were simply looking for happiness, using minimalism as a tool to search for deeper meaning. Yet some people thought the changes we were making were silly, stupid, and even crazy, literally. We had worked hard for more than a decade to accumulate all these nice material possessions, big houses, fancy cars, quote, important job titles, and the American dream, all of which was supposed to make us happy, right? When the consumerist, overindulgent lives we were leading didn't make us happy, there had to be something wrong with us. At least that's what the naysayers said. Maybe Joshua and Ryan went crazy. Maybe they are experiencing a midlife crisis. Maybe they joined a cult. Someone actually accused us of joining a cult, likening minimalism to Jonestown and Branch Davidian. We had to explain a few things to these naysayers. It's not you, it's me. We've all heard this line before, it's been parodied 1,000 times, but there's a profound truth to be discovered here. We weren't questioning anyone else's lifestyle but our own. Many people weren't happy with their own situations and they aspired to be like us because they thought we, quote, had it figured out. We didn't have it figured out, though, and that frustrated some people because we were who they wanted to emulate. We had the material possessions, the salaries, the awards, the facade of power, the fast track to corporate success. We looked around us, though, and realized most of the people above us, people several rungs higher on the corporate ladder, weren't happy either. They were far less happy than we were. What were we supposed to do? Keep working exceptionally hard and aspire to continue to be unhappy? It's all right to tell naysayers you're making changes in your life so you can be happy. Better yet, you can do what we did and ask those naysayers a question. You want me to be happy, don't you? Circumstances change. If our 28-year-old selves could have time-traveled back to 1999 to tell our 18-year-old selves about everything we were going to accomplish over the next decade, the teenage Joshua and Ryan would have been elated. You mean I'm going to have this, that, and this? You mean I'll be able to afford this? The happiness would have soon faded, though, and by 28, or perhaps much sooner, an overwhelming cloak of discontent would have enveloped our lives. That's because circumstances change, and thus we must change. We must continue to evolve and grow if we expect to be happy. What adds value to your life today may not add value to your life tomorrow. You too can change. Minimalism may not be the answer for you. If you're not happy though, you too can build your change muscle and over time change your circumstances. There are many paths to happiness. Minimalism simply allowed us to clear the clutter from our path so we could find the happiness sooner. Show people the benefits. As we journeyed further down our paths, many of the naysayers jumped on board. Not because we asked them to, we've never asked anyone to embrace minimalism, but because they saw the happiness we welcomed into our lives. They saw that for the first time in our adult lives, we were truly excited, joyous, and content with who we were. They saw that perhaps we didn't have it figured out before, and maybe we didn't have it figured out now, but we certainly appeared to be on the right track. The actions alone didn't convince them, but once they saw the benefits, they better understood the changes we'd undergone. There were, however, some relationships we had to get rid of. It wasn't easy, but certain people, friends and family, weren't adding value to our lives. They were sources of negativity, and they prevented us from growing. We treated this option as a last resort, but it's important to know that as we grow, even our relationships can change. Today, many of our old friends are still our friends, while others are not. But we've also established new, empowering relationships that encourage our constant growth and help us enjoy what we contribute to the relationship. You just listened to the post titled Asking Friends and Family to Embrace Change by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com. Once again, I'm giving away the Minimalist book to a lucky winner on my mailing list tomorrow, so you need to join today for a chance to win. Just visit oldpodcast.com or text OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be entered automatically tomorrow and on the first of every month. And tomorrow's going to be an interesting show for a variety of reasons, but I'll leave it at that. So I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.